The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus went into the region of Caesarea Philippi, and he asked his disciples, "Who do people say that the Son of Man is?" And they replied, "Some say John the Baptist, others Elijah, still others Jeremiah or one of the prophets." He said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" Simon Peter said in reply, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." And Jesus said to him in reply, "Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my heavenly Father. And so I say to you, you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of the netherworld shall not prevail against it. I will give you the keys to the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven." Then he strictly ordered his disciples to tell no one that he was the Christ. The Gospel of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
"You are the Christ, Son of the living God," is the answer of Peter. And that is the message for all of us to ponder today. You are the Christ, Son of the living God. We can able to say with our hearts and our lives, our actions each and every day. Let us be grateful to God that, yes, we come to claim and proclaim the same mystery. You are the Christ, Son of the living God. How wonderful to acknowledge and able to say this beautiful reality of God. And that is Peter teaches us. And that is his ministry. That is the ministry he continues with all the popes and the bishops and cardinals and priests. You are the Christ, Son of the living God. How wonderful to say that. We, all of us, will be able to say deep inside, from deep inside our heart. And that is the joy, deep inside. So if I will ask, in this beautiful weather, why did you come to church? What would be the answer? Yes. Everybody's having fun, nice time. Why did you come to church? You are the Christ, Son of the living God. And that is what we claim. That is why we come to church. Because we always able to honor and glorify our God through our lives and able to proclaim, "You are the Christ, Son of the living God." How wonderful to acknowledge that beauty, that reality. And thank you for your coming for the church. Thank you for worshiping our God, honoring God, being nourished and nurtured by him. So yes, certainly the word of God and the sacraments that nourishes and nurtures us, and the Eucharist, which we consecrate through the power of the Holy Spirit, that transforms us. So when we ask ourselves, what are the things that controls my life? Just ask, imagine. What are the things that controls my life, everyday life, as I get up early in the morning? What controls me? Yes, we can ask ourselves, what is the whole purpose of my existence? What is the purpose of my life? This early morning, I got up to open the church. And while I was walking in the parking lot, there were just two young men of 57 years old. They asked me, "Father, can you join us in running?" And I says, "No." But yes, they are very faithful people, very honest people to the church, very strong with their faith. But they do, they're jogging early in the morning, they run whole miles of Genesee Park over there. How many miles? 5 or 8 miles are there. But they run early in the morning, all the time, all throughout the year. And I says, "Wow, these guys are, yeah, good, very good with their exercising." And yes, that is the way early in the morning they decide to. So they are certainly concerned about health and good being, healthy. And again, they ask me, Father, you have the keys of the kingdom. You have the keys to open the church. Yes. Yeah, you are right. Yeah, I have the keys to open. Not everybody gets that key. Yeah, not everybody gets that key. Otherwise, I can. Yes, if Father John doesn't trust me, then yes, yeah, I can take lots of money from there and run away. But he trusts me. So that's why he gives the keys for me. So the kingdom of God is like that, is the keys. Today we hear in the gospel, in the first reading, the right-hand man of the kingdom of Israel in Jerusalem was the man, his name was Shebna. Shebna, he has all the power and authority, he has the money. He can run the government very well of that time, so he is the right person of the king. But he became greedy. He has to abuse his power. And he wanted that there would be, after he's dying, when he dies, there would be a big cemetery for him, a big palace of the cemetery, a big place where his body would be kept. His body would be kept. So he built his graveyard beforehand and lots of money, so he can do that, make a beautiful place. But what is the use after death? But yeah, he misused his power. But God has his plan. He said, if you are misusing something which I have given you, yes, you will be taken down. Eliakim was being prepared to be the prophet of that place in the first reading. That is the reading what we hear, that God replaced him and make Eliakim to be the in charge, that he will take care of his community, his people. In the Gospel of Matthew, that what we see is Peter is the person who was short-tempered. All at the same time, he was a kind of emotional man, and sometimes he was a person to deny 3 times Jesus. But Jesus again says, Peter, what do you say? What is the people saying about me? Who do people say I am? And yes, that is the place where Caesarea Philippi is the time of Caesar Augustus. He was the divine, he was considered divine person. He was the person who was considered as the Lord and King. And everybody was worshipping that King, worshipping the wealth, worshipping the money, and his prestige, Caesar Augustus. So his successor, his name is Philip. So Philip comes. And during that time, because people were believing in Caesar so much that they were not even aware of who Jesus is for them. They were not willing to know and understand. And that's why he puts the question to that people. Who do people say that I am? And other prophets and other apostles were able to answer. They say, you are a prophet, you are a Jeremiah, you are Elijah, you are one of the prophets. But again, he asked Peter, who do you say, Peter, I am? And through the power of the Holy Spirit, Peter was able to say, you are the Christ, the anointed one. You are the Messiah. You are the Savior. And Jesus came to know it is the Holy Spirit guiding him. He cannot say with his own imagination or in his own intellect, but Holy Spirit is guiding him. And he trusted him. From now onwards, you will be called Rock. Yes, upon whom I will build my church. And you are the leader of the church. You will be given the kingdom, the keys to open the kingdom of God and close the kingdom of God. And that's why we are still faithful to the popes. We continue that they are leading the church by the power of the Holy Spirit, the magisterium. So sometimes some of you can be offended by this pope or that pope. And yes, some popes have done blunder as well. And yes, there are some popes, they have done bad. But again, it is not pope. It is the Holy Spirit leading. It is the magisterium, the doctrine, holy doctrine of the church. And Holy Spirit is leading to build the community. So how wonderful that we can understand their ministry. So some people may like Pope Francis. Some people may not like. But yes, the wisdom of God is still working. He's there. The power of the Holy Spirit is working. And that is the way he entrusted the whole community to Peter. And he continues to entrust to the popes. And that's why we take so much time to be, they take so much time to be selected. So again, how you understand that magisterium, the Holy Catholic Church, the tradition and the magisterium, the power of the Holy Spirit guide and protects us. And it continues to nourish and nurture its people to build the kingdom of God and open the kingdom of God for everybody. So don't be discouraged when some things doesn't happen the way we understand. Don't be scandalized, because always that the power of the Holy Spirit is there, shaping, allowing up and downs of the church. Sometimes there would be bad, sometimes there would be good. But yes, those who trust in the Holy Spirit, those who trust in God's power, they will continue to build its community, its kingdom. And that is what we try to understand, that what controls my life. There can be many regions of my life, of my existence, what I want to become. Some of you must be willing to become a movie star. Anybody? No. Sports stars, yes. I like playing golf a lot. But yes, it can rule my life. It may control my life. Somebody wants a fashion show. Yes, that can be ruling their life. Somebody wants as much as I can. Don't you think? Yes. Money can control. Sometimes name and fame can control. Sometimes, yes, your wife will control. Sometimes your husband will control. So everybody has the button. Do you know? Yes, the power button. Power button to control one another. But Jesus is telling, yes, let us, yes, trust in God. Surrender our families to God. Not trying to control one another, but trying to support and help one another. Help one another to build his kingdom. And that is what that Peter, certainly his power and authority, but he was willing to build the community. He was willing to build the society of God. So he was not trying to control somebody. The Pope is not willing to control somebody. All the priests and the cardinals are not willing to control somebody. Sometimes, yes, it can be possible. We can be misunderstood also. And it can be possible, the ego addiction. That, yes, I am the boss. I am the controller. I have the power and authority that can take down sometimes to the other direction as well. We know the government leaders, sometimes when they make the decision, if it is not right decision, then whole country can suffer. And that is what is happening in the world today. Why there is war? Because they manipulate everything. They want to control everything and they can kill the humanity. And that is the war happens. The government leaders, if they're not directed in the right path, they can misuse the power and they can create chaos. So certainly the power and authority and respect should be given to in a proper direction and proper path. I wonder and appreciate the police people. Whenever you see the cops and they're on the road, everybody behaves. So they should be there. They should be there. They should be able to do that. And that is the respect, that is the love. So it is the power is there, authority is there. But again, it's a good purpose to build the community, make the stronger community. And that is what God is inviting us. That each and every member is the power of the Holy Spirit. Each and every member of the community is talented and given gift from God. So we can bring many people closer to God through our lives. But again, we have to know what directs us. What is that controls each and every day of my life? Is this God, Christ, or is it my iPhone? Is it my money? Is it my some other emotions of my life? There can be many purposes, but what directs each and every day to us? And how wonderful, again, we are able to come to God, honor and glorify our God, able to worship Him through our lives, and God always builds the community, builds our hearts, our loving and tender heart, to be pure and honest and do the good of others, being good to one another, respect and love one another. And that is what God wants. So let us be grateful. As God invites us to come, to offer yourself, ourselves, on this holy mass, that Holy Eucharist nourishes and nurtures us, that we all of us will be able to claim and able to say, You are the Christ, Son of the living God, the Anointed One, the Messiah, the Savior of our life. May God bless you as you honor and glorify our God. Amen.